Dear Christian for whom Christ died, why focus on the noise of the battle and the size of the enemy instead of beholding the glory and power of Him who reigns over all?
Welcome to the In Preaching Podcast, the weekly online and radio devotional inspired by Christian Hymns. This 44th episode is inspired by the hymn, Jesus Shall Reign. Please listen and share this podcast with others. And now, our host, Olufemi Oguntoko.
Thank you so very much for joining us once again. The Bible describes a number of coronations. There is the coronation of King David in 2 Samuel chapter 5, and then the coronation of King Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 1. But the most important coronation of all was briefly described in Philippians 2:9, the coronation of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and the ruler of all the ends of the world. You see, after the exemplary obedience of Jesus Christ by his death on the cross, and after his resurrection from the dead, Philippians 2:9 tells us that God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Today's hymn for meditation is an affirmation of that coronation, and I invite you to join in affirming all the graces and powers and blessings belonging to our Lord Jesus Christ as a consequence of that coronation. Yes, flowing from that coronation, our Lord Jesus has full authority to reign everywhere. The kingdom of Jesus stretches from one end of the earth to another. Endless prayer shall be made in his name. Endless praises shall be sung of him. Every new morning, his name shall rise like sweet perfume from the lips of billions. People of every tribe and tongue shall worship him. And wherever he reigns, blessings shall abound, healing shall be available, needs shall be met, and the weary shall find rest. Let every creature rise and bring the highest honors to our King. Let angels descend with songs again, and let all the earth repeat the loud Amen. You see, this should be our lifelong response to the coronation and absolute power of our Christ. Worship, unadulterated worship. We should always be rising to bring the highest honors to our King. But in addition to invoking full worship, the knowledge that our Lord Jesus Christ reigns should also do something else for us. It should give us the right perspective from which to view all of life's challenges and troubles. For whenever we view the enemy's assault and the troubles and challenges we face from the side of him who reigns over all, we find that the enemy's threats and assaults and our earthly troubles and challenges are mere storms in a teapot and mere big nothings. No matter how fierce a storm is, if it is contained in a teacup, what possible harm can it do? And a big nothing appears so big but it is actually nothing. And because it is nothing, it cannot be big, right? You see, I can readily think of at least two passages in the Bible that tell of a storm in a teacup or a big nothing. The second Psalm and Isaiah 54 verse 15. I encourage all listeners to find the time to read the second Psalm again. It is one of my all-time favorites, and it helps to put a lot of the issues we face as Christians and as individuals in the proper perspective. It helps put the spiritual warfare we face in perspective. And that psalm is not boring. It's not boring at all. All its 12 verses can be made into a movie, into a thriller that will move you to the edge of your seat. It begins with all the powerful forces on earth coming together to wage war. Imagine all the presidents and prime ministers of the world putting together their armies and weapons of war, supported and aided by all the great institutions in world politics and governance. They conspire and resolve to make war against the will of God. That would be a terrifying sight, wouldn't it? But alas, it's a big nothing. It's a big nothing, because verses 4 to 6 tell us that the one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, on my holy mountain. So you see, God's response to all the forces of the world lining up against Jesus Christ is to laugh. Is to laugh at the folly of the enemy and to remind the enemy of who is king. And who is this king? Who is this king who has been installed as ruler and Lord over all the world? It is Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, your Savior, your Redeemer, your friend. Dear listener, you are the apple of God's eye, and any plot against you is a plot against the Lord Jesus Christ. So, dear Christian for whom Christ died, why focus on the noise of the battle and the size of the enemy instead of beholding the glory and power of him who reigns over all? Be reminded of the ultimate victory promised in Psalm 2. Be reminded also of Isaiah 54:15, where the scriptures say, Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. And taking those two scriptures together, begin to view your challenges and problems as big nothings when compared to the power of your Lord and Savior. Instead of being dejected or afraid or sad, declare that the Lord reigns. Declare that Jesus reigns over you and over all your circumstances. And I pray on the authority of the scriptures and by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as the co-heir with him who has been crowned King and Lord of all, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, and all plots against you by men or demons or by Satan shall fall and fail like big nothings in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with others. The In Preaching podcast is produced by the Gospel Bell Sport TV, a platform dedicated to engaging contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. Please feel free to contact us on 234-803-331-3632 or send a mail to info@thegospelbells.com. God bless you.